Taoiseach Micheál Martin has received a report from the Defence Forces on the number of soldiers with convictions for sexual, domestic and gender-based violence. This comes after a serving soldier was given a suspended sentence for attacking Natasha O'Brien in 2022. Cathal Crotty is now facing a disciplinary process. Juliet Gash of Our Political Staff is at our Oireachtas studio. Juliet, what do we know about this report?
Well, as you say, Cian, this report was requested from the Defence Forces by Taoiseach Micheál Martin, who's also the Minister for Foreign Affairs and Defence, in the wake of the sentencing of Cathal Crotty. And there was a lot of public uproar over the sentencing because it was wholly suspended. Cathal Crotty did plead guilty after being shown CCTV footage of his assault on Natasha O'Brien, and she said it wasn't justice that he walked free from court. Now, Micheál Martin got that report last night, and it contains information on serving soldiers who have been convicted of sexual, domestic and gender-based violence offences. It's understood to be a relatively brief report, and it's believed it might cover around 20 cases.
And moving to other political matters, Juliet, do we know who might fill that vacancy left by Jack Chambers as he moves to finance?
Yeah, that is the question on many lips around here. We understand that there's going to be an incorporeal cabinet meeting this afternoon, which is a fancy word for they won't all be physically in the same room, as of course the Taoiseach is in Brussels. But there's no new information on the names. The names that have been floated before are junior ministers Dara Cailleary, Thomas Byrne and Mary Butler. And if any of them are promoted into the super junior ministry vacated by Jack Chambers, then there would be another junior minister stepping in to backfill them. And some names floated along those lines are Niamh Smith and James Lawless. So someone is going to get, or two people are going to get taps on the shoulder, we think, this afternoon. And though those appointments won't be formally made until next week.
It's a waiting game then. Juliet Gash, thank you.